Lemoyne first talked about how, in a meeting years ago with Joe and Pam Cocker, the county came to be an agent for the foundation.
They said, tell us about some of the area's needs and who are, they were interested in other agencies and organizations who could benefit from Cocker Kids Foundation money. I did not have this intent, but after we talked about what we deal with in our department, they said, well, sounds like you could use it. And so they asked if we would be willing to serve as an agent for the Cocker Kids Foundation.
The Cockers had some stipulations. The funds were to be used for kids 0 to 18. The county should attempt to use local vendors. And the funds should be used in the North Fork particularly, which the Cockers viewed as underserved. Otherwise, there were no restrictions, Lemoyne said.
I asked, what can the money be used for? And they said, enriching children's lives. And we have bought wheelchairs, we have bought orthodontics, we have bought trips, we have bought musical instruments and lessons, rec center passes, we have bought yearbooks, high school yearbooks, class rings, formals, things that aren't normally covered through child welfare expense accounts, just over and above and beyond the realization, but these are things that are normal to a child growing up. In most instances, and the Cocker Kids Foundation said, if you're aware of somebody who could benefit from this, we'd love to be able to help, and we're very, very grateful to them for that. Terrific foundation.
The commissioners responded by amending the Cocker Kids policy to allow for a different way of accepting the funds. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.